Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 288. Today, Charles asks,
I am thinking about writing a series of books that involve one world, but different characters in each set of books, similar to how the Rift War saga has sets of books with a central theme and storyline, usually broken into trilogies. Is there even a place in the marketplace for something like this now, or am I 30 years too late in my concept? I love the world I have built and would love to share stories from different regions and different points of view to show the whole world in smaller doses.
Well, Charles, this is definitely an idea that has some legs. Off the top of my head, the Xanth novels by Piers Anthony, The Incarnations of Immortality by Piers Anthony, the entire Discworld series by Terry Pratchett, and of course, aside from the Landover books, I believe, everything that Terry Brooks has ever written takes place in the Shannara universe, or the Shannara universe. I can never remember how he pronounces that. Chronicles of Narnia, The Hobbit, and The Lord of the Rings. A lot of these are older, but that's because they're classics, and they're classics for a reason. They still sell. People love this kind of thing. People like going back to a world that they enjoyed and experiencing it from a fresh perspective. I'm doing this very thing with the Cabra Khan Ascendancy and Hadrian's Flight. Same world. In those two cases, they're going to cover some of the same events, but from very different perspectives and for very different reasons. There is nothing wrong with this idea. It's a great time-tested idea that people have been doing and doing well for 100 years or more, and I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. Join the club and have fun. And when you find yourself wondering, is there a market for this? The answer is always yes. Always yes. Look around you at the variety of entertainment that's available. There are 7 billion people in the world. A couple hundred million of them live in the United States. Over 1.5 billion of them live in the native English-speaking world, and a lot of others outside the native English-speaking world speak and read English. Now, of course, not all of those read for pleasure. Only a fraction of them read for pleasure. But people come from a variety of backgrounds, and they are curious about a wide variety of things. If you have an idea for a story that you haven't seen done yet, and you have the ambition to go after and do it, that's the best reason to do it, because you are furthering your field. You're proving new ground. Fiction and culture thrive on syncretism and appropriation and reimagining all the time. It's a little hard to get your head around when you look around and you see another Marvel movie, another Star Wars movie, another Star Trek movie dominating the box office year after year. Makes you think that people only want the stuff they're familiar with. But that's not true. People want the new, the interesting, the unusual, every bit as much as they want the comfort of the familiar. There is room for both. So as a writer, if you ever find yourself thinking, is there a market for this? Just assume that there is and go ahead, because if the market isn't there yet, you could be the one that creates it. Every category of fiction we have, every single one, was at one point the cockeyed dream of some harebrained writer who was trying desperately to avoid getting bored while he tried to pay his rent. So, take the leap. Anytime you feel yourself having a doubt like that about whether you're going to stand out too much from the crowd, as a creative, you want to stand out from the crowd. You want to go there, and if it doesn't work, what have you lost? Very, very little. Because the experience of taking that risk, even if it fails in the market, you're going to grow as a writer and your next book will be better and have wider appeal. And because your books are around forever, if you're too early for the market, 10 years from now the market could swing around to you and you suddenly have a hot property on your hands and you want to start doing sequels. Nothing wrong with that either. We're in the culture business, and that's the way the culture business works, so don't worry about it. Just go for it. Thanks very much for the question. Don't be nervous. Just go for it. And I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.